I'm Trace Yellis with your 7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
Can you share an update on some of the bills moving through the legislature right now?
We have bills that are updating the Growth Management Act, but the unfortunate pieces are to make it even more draconian than it already is for counties. There would be climate change elements. There would be limitations on greenhouse gas emissions. There would be salmon recovery objectives. There would also be vehicle mile travel reducing the miles we drive. Now, the one thing I'll share with people, for us at least, for our smaller counties, we will not be under that. But look, we know how counties struggle with this. We know how easy it is to file appeals. We know how easy the Growth Management Act is used to create gridlock for our counties. It does not mean they are not doing good, thoughtful work on where they want growth or how they maybe want to adapt communities to what I consider a natural climate variability, protecting agriculture, protecting people's homes from wildfire and things, but these bills do not get you there.
We heard this week that revenues are up in the state of Washington. What does this mean for the tax proposals introduced this session?
Well, first and foremost, if I was writing something, I would say in big capital letters, we don't need tax increases, period. We do not need any revenue from any tax increase, period. We do not need the capital gains income tax bill, period. We are sitting on the absolute largest positive forecasted change that we've seen in the state of Washington, which is pretty stunning considering what we've all been through last year. But I want to caution that not from a budgetary perspective. There is money to do the work that folks need done in the state of Washington. But I would caution that our small businesses are still struggling, you know, our job creators, our family-owned businesses. And so for my part, I want to make sure that we are helping them even more than we already have. In my mind, I think absolutely we should take away that tax burden that's coming. And I think the state should replenish the unemployment fund. We should not be expecting any of that to come from business at this point.
With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short.